This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we quench the need for speed down at the Long Beach Grand Prix.
I've been here since day one. Never missed a race ever since 1977.
But first, today in Myanmar, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he won permission from Myanmar's military junta to allow international aid workers into the country to help cyclone survivors. This announcement comes after the government refused for weeks to allow this assistance from the outside world. Andrew Kirkwood is country director for Save the Children. He joins us from Yangon. And what kind of confirmation from the government have you had that aid workers will be allowed into the hardest hit areas?
Well, it's Friday evening. It's 9 o'clock here, so we have no confirmation of that from the government. I mean, really, the first we saw of this was hearing Ban Ki-moon speaking on the news.
And he has said that he has allowed small boats to come in, and that sort of indicates that the larger ships, the U.S. and other Western ships that are just off the coast there, would not be allowed in to bring in their massive supplies.
The details I really can't speak to. I mean, what we have heard here is been mainly focused on the aid workers being allowed in, and of course the devil is in the details, whether that means that people coming in with agencies who already have permission to work inside the country, whether it's open to organizations who currently don't have permission to come in. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns. I think this is a very encouraging step. I think it's one more step in a number of quite, you know, small steps that have been taking place since about the 18th of May. So we're very encouraged that the direction that this is heading in, but as I said, the devil will be in the details and what difference that makes to our efforts on the ground.
So you'll be waiting to hear tomorrow, let's say, if your aid workers can actually go in there over the weekend?
Well, we've applied for official permission a couple of days ago with this, you know, thinking that this might actually happen. So we will expect to hear back on, you know, those specific requests in the next couple of days.
Have you yourself been out to the Irrawaddy Delta and other hard-hit areas?
Save the Children hasn't sent any international staff into the Delta yet. I had the chance to fly over a large part of the affected area of the Delta nearly 2 weeks ago, so I saw firsthand just how devastated it was, and the scale of the flooding and devastation was really mind-blowing. But in terms of getting, you know, we made a decision not to send internationals into the field until we had permission to do so as not to jeopardize the work of our national staff on the ground.
So you have a couple hundred national staff on the ground?
Yeah, absolutely, with, you know, child protection, education, relief specialists.
And how many people are at risk now of disease, starvation, exposure? How big a threat are we facing?
It's difficult to say with much certainty about numbers. I mean, the UN estimates are 1.6 million to 2.5 million people have been affected. We guess probably 2 million people are not currently living where they were before in their homes. And, you know, I mean, these people are going to need food, water, shelter, all kinds of things. I mean, the World Food Program estimates now that we're going to need to feed 750,000 people for the next 18 months. So, I mean, the scale of what needs to be done is really, really enormous.
So it's absolutely necessary, imperative, that these international aid workers get in there and get in there quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, the longer that this that it takes, definitely additional people will die.
Andrew Kirkwood is country director for Save the Children. He spoke to us from the capital, Yangon, in Myanmar. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.